Both men and women were created after the image of God.
我们知道男人女人都是照着神的形象所造。
And both men and women are given the same opportunity for the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们也知道不论是男人还是女人都有同样的机会来传扬神美妙的福音。
So therefore men and women are on the same footing.
所以看到男人和女人其实是平等的。
But later on the Jewish rabbi taught that women are inferior than men.
但是我们看到好像犹太人的一些他的师父他们会说女人好像处于更低的地位。
And but this is not the Bible teaching.
但是这其实并不是圣经的教导。
And you do not need to appeal to the modern feminism in order to fight for your right because you already have the right given by God.
但是其实姐妹们不需要借助现代的这个妇女的运动来为自己的权利而征战，因为其实根据圣经的教导，男人女人其实是平等的。
And in the Bible, there are many women who have great influence upon the history of Israel.
我们看到在圣经当中有很多的姐妹妇女对以色列的历史有非常重要的影响。
And Miriam was the sister of Moses, who was the prophetess.
我们看到米利安是摩西的姐姐，她也是一个先知。
Deborah was a military leader in the age of judges.
我们看到迪波拉也是这个在士师时代的一位军队的领导领袖。
And they both play a very important role in the national life of Israel.
他们在以色列民的这个国家的历史上都起到了非常重要的作用。
The Hebrew law teach that mother was to be honored.
在犹太的律法当中有规定妈妈是会要享受到尊敬的。
Just as father need to be honored.
就像是父亲要得到尊敬一样。
And Jesus' mother was blessed by God.
我们看到耶稣的母亲有神来的祝福。
After Jesus resurrected from the tomb,
耶稣从死里复活以后
He first appeared to women.
他首先见到的其实是妇女。
And in the New Testament, we find that women always open their house for the place of worship.
那我们看到在新约当中的时候，那教会的那些妇女，她们都愿意敞开自己的家来举行聚会。
Both in Jerusalem and in Philippi.
不论是在耶路撒冷还是在腓立比。
And this evening, I would like to draw some spiritual lessons from women in the kingdom of God.
那今天呢今天晚上我想跟大家分享一下我们通过我们圣经的一些妇女的故事来学习一些关于我们属灵的生活的生命的知识。
And the first lesson we ought to learn is a generous offering.
那第一个就是要有一个非常
奉献。
Yeah.
Now the teaching is drawn from the scripture, Luke chapter 8, verse 2 to 3.
那这段经文呢是这个故事的经文呢是在于在路加福音的第八章的二到三节。
Now the story tells that Jesus, as usual, always walked about the towns, the settlements, and the villages to proclaim the gospel of kingdom.
我们看到耶稣在那里的乡村里到处行走，然后传扬神的福音。
As usual, the 12 disciples follow him.
那他有十二个门徒，这十二个门徒也跟随他。
But this time is a little bit different because a great number of women also follow him.
那这个时候这次呢也有些不同的地方，就是在这次他有很多的妇女跟随着耶稣。
Now this group of women is not just an ordinary woman. They are the ones who foretaste the goodness of God's kingdom.
那这里的这些妇女呢不是好像不是普通的妇女，她们都有能够尝到主恩的滋味。
And they have been cured of the evil spirit and they have been cured of the diseases.
他们有被神医治，而且有被鬼附，但是被神所医治。
And as a matter of fact, three of them also Bible name them clearly for us.
那其中有几位呢？有三位呢是在圣经中有清楚的记载。
And the first one is Mary.
第一位是玛利亚。
Who is also called Magdalene.
那也是我们所说的摩大拉的玛利亚。
And what had happened to her is there were seven demons possessed her and Jesus cast out the demon.
那在她的身上呢曾经有九个鬼附在她的身上，耶稣把这七个鬼，那七个鬼从她身上赶出来。
Another one is Susanna.
那另外一个是是约拿亚。
Susanna. And her name was mentioned only once in the entire Bible. Another woman is also mentioned only once. And whose name is Joanna. Now Joanna is not an ordinary woman. And I imagine she may be a very well-to-do. Because she was the wife of a person who worked for Herod.
因为他的先生呢是给这个希律王啊做事。
And as a matter of fact, he was Herod's household manager.
他其实是这个希律的这样大管家或者是家宰。
Now there's a very important saying in the Bible here.
在圣经当中有好像有一个非常大家我们都很熟悉的这样的说法。
Now this woman, after receiving the grace of God, they did something.
当这些妇女她们接受到神的恩典的时候，她们做了一些事情。
The Bible says they minister unto him, that is Jesus, of their substance.
她们就是用她们自己所有的来供应来侍奉耶稣。
Now the NIV says these women were helping to support them, them is Jesus and his disciples, out of their means.
那这个圣经当中就是有这样说法，就是说她们这些妇女呢，都用自己的财物来供给耶稣和他的门徒。
That's women.Were helping to support them out of their own means.
我们看到这些妇女，她们用了自己的财物，自己的所有来供给他们。
Now this is a very important thing we ought to remember.
这是非常重要的一个道理，我们需要来明白。
Because it is our Christian's responsibility and obligation and duty to show hospitality to the servant of God.
他就告诉我们说，我们作为基督徒，我们要如何有这样的责任，有这样的义务来。对神的仆人有这样的奉献。
And we ought to support them their livelihood so that they can focus their time and energy on preaching the gospel.
对于神的仆人，我们要对他们的衣食，我们要有这样的奉献，让他们有时间、有能力，能够专注在神的神国的事上。
So these women support Jesus and his disciple with so many things.
那这些妇女他们为耶稣和他的门徒提供了很多的财物，很多的。
The money, the food, the clothing.
不论是他们的钱财或者他们的食物或者是他们的衣服
The means of transportation
或者是他们的交通
Healthcare and housing
或者是他们的身体的健康或者是家里的一些管理
So we ought to learn how to support the servant of God
所以我们要学习如何来为神的仆人我们来资助来帮助他们
When my children began to enter into the workforce
当我们小孩子开始要进入工作场所的时候
And I encourage them to practice tithing
那我会鼓励他们来实行十一奉献
And we have many discussions during the dinner table
那我和孩子们在吃晚饭的时候我们有很多的讨论
And I told them tithing is not that difficult if you have the right perspective
我告诉他们说其实十一奉献并不是那么的难如果你有正确的认知的话
Just imagine you have a job
就是来想一想如果你好像有一份工作
And I don't know what salary is, doesn't matter.
我不知道薪水是怎么样但其实没有太大的关系
But all of a sudden you get laid off.
但是如果突然一下你被解雇了
And then you try to find a job but you could not do that for say 9 months.
但是你就开始找工作但是你好像没有办法能找到一直过了9个月都没有办法找到
And all of a sudden you receive a call from your former manager.
但突然一下你可能就会你也许接到了你以前的经理的一个电话
He said, I have a good news for you.
他可能会告诉你说我有一个好消息
I want to hire you back.
我想要把你重新的雇回来
But I only pay you 90% of the salary.
但是我只给你付你以前的工资的 90%.
And I can imagine you will be very happy to receive this 90% salary now than the 100% salary what you used to get.
那我想说那在那种情况下你虽然得到的是 90% 的薪水但是你心里的快乐可能超过你以前拿到 100% 的薪水
Another spiritual leader and pastor taught me this way
那有另外的一位属灵的长子他也跟我这样说过
He said every time when God give you certain things
他说每一次当神给你一些祝福的时候东西的时候
He only gave you 9 parts
他只给你90%
ButIn addition, he give you an additional part so that you can practice offering.
啊，他给的另外的这个第十10%的话，是给你一个这样的机会，能够让你学习十一奉献的功课。
As a first step to learn how to sacrifice 100% of yourself.
啊，当你这样的一个学习，其实是让你学习如何以后能够完全百分之百的把你自己奉献出来。
So in terms of offering, one thing we have to understand is your church is the first application.
啊，讲到这个奉献的问题，我想你第一个应该明白的就是教会应该是你奉献的第一个的责任或者对象。
And addition to offering to the church, you ought to support the organizations.
啊，那我想除了为你所在的教会奉献以外，你要为也可以为周围的一些这样的组织来奉献。
But in my opinion, I suggest you support one or two.But not more than three.
啊，那我给大家的建议是，你可以来资助外面的一到两个这样的组织，不用太多。
So we pray for wisdom to how to say no.
啊，那你也可以向神来求，给你这样的智慧，主要怎么样说不。
Now in terms of offering, you have to have love.
啊，如果你要有奉献的话，你心中必须要有爱。
You can give without love.
啊，你可以给，但是没有爱的给予。
But you cannot love without giving.
啊，但是如果你有爱的话，你就不可能不给予。
So when you say Jesus, I love you, you got to have some sacrifices.
啊，我们看到当耶稣爱你，爱我们爱耶稣，耶稣爱我们的时候，必然会要有一些奉献。
So there are three elements concerning offerings.
啊，在关于奉献的话呢，有三个这样的因素。
And number one is sacrifice.
啊，第一个是牺牲。
And one pastor taught me that you have to give until you feel the pain.
有一个牧师告诉我说，你要给到一个地步，让你觉得有心痛的感觉。
But having pain doesn't mean you're not willing.
啊，你心中有心痛的感觉，也并不是说你就不愿意。
No. Because when, just give you an example, if I go to see a dentist, I'm not feel very happy.
啊，我就给你一个例子，就是如果你去看牙医的话。
But it does not mean I'm not joyful.
啊，你看牙医的时候，因为可能疼痛，你其实可能好像会有恐惧，但是并不代表说你完全的不高兴。
So therefore, happiness and joy can exist together.
啊，我们看到这个快乐和喜乐的话，其实可以共存。
In the same way, sometimes you offer may feel a little bit pain, but you will discover that you will have joy.
啊，同样的道理，有些时候也许你可能会有些疼痛，但是同样你也会有喜乐。
The second element is spirituality.
啊，那第二个就是你要有属灵的这样的一个。
And the Bible teaches us we have to give ourselves to God first before you give money to the church.
啊，第一的话，也告诉圣经也告诉我说，我们要把我们自己属灵的我们自己能够给神，然后才能奉献给我们的教会。
And then the third element is selflessness.
啊，第三个的话就是无私的心。
Offering is not just an application.Application, but also a privilege.
啊，我们看到，其实奉献不单单只是我们的一个责任，其实也是我们的一个不是我们的一个义务，也是我们的一个好像特权。
And Jesus does not value how much you pay, but how much you keep for yourself.
啊，其实耶稣他所看重的不是你给了多少，而是说你自己留给了自己多少。
I still remember Pastor Rob Smith taught us 5 steps of offering.
啊，我还始终记得。Rob Smith 牧师给我们讲的关于这个奉献的五个步骤。
From no giver to initial giver.
从完全没有任何的奉献到开始有一点点的奉献。
From initial giver to systematic giver.
从一个好像是随机性的一个奉献到一个系统的随时。
From systematic giver to proportional giver.
从一个好像系统的一个这样的奉献到一个按照你的收入的比例来奉献。
And lastly, from proportional giver to extravagant giver.
到这个从一个按照你收入的比例的奉献到一个你非常大方的奉献。
Now the second lesson we learn is thanksgiving and worship.
那第二个功课我们学到的是感恩和敬拜。
And the Bible references I use is John chapter 12, 1 to 11.
那圣经当中的经文的话呢是在约翰福音的12章的第一
And the story goes this way.
那这个故事是这样的。
6 days before the Passover, Jesus and his disciple went to the city of Bethany.
在逾越节前的六天的时候，耶稣和他的门徒到了伯利恒。
Now Bethany is a very special city where Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
啊，那我们知道伯利恒是一个很特别的地方，也就是在这个地方啊，耶稣让拉撒路从死里复活。
And it was also the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
啊，也是啊，玛利亚和马大的地方住的地方。
And this incident happened after Lazarus had been resurrected.
啊，那我们讲的这个故事呢，是发生在拉撒路已经复活以后的事情。
And the reason Jesus and his disciple went into the city of Bethany is because they were invited.
啊，那我知道，我想这个耶稣他们到了伯大尼的原因的话呢，他是因为他们被邀请。
Now why these three sisters and brother invite Jesus to come?
啊，那为什么这三个兄弟姐妹他们邀请耶稣去伯大尼呢？
Because they like to express their thankfulness to Jesus and also create an opportunity to worship him.
啊，那是因为他们想借着这样的一个机会来表达他们对神对耶稣的感激，也有这样的机会来敬拜赞美耶稣。
So when Jesus entered into the house, he was warmly welcomed.
啊，所以当耶稣到了他们家的时候，他受到了他们的热情的欢迎。
And Martha and his kitchen aides were preparing foods.
啊，那看到马大呢和他们在厨房里忙碌的在准备着。
And Jesus reclining on the table.
啊，耶稣他斜靠在这个桌子上。
And Martha dish out the delicious food.
啊，马大呢就带来了分发了很多很好的食物。
But Mary kneel down and kiss Jesus' feet.
啊，玛利亚呢，她跪下来，她用嘴就亲吻耶稣的脚。
And also kiss Jesus' feet.
她亲吻耶稣的脚。
And then he brought out a pint of pure nard.Which is a very expensive perfume.
所以他们当这个，而且不但如此，我们看到玛利亚的话还带来了很极贵的香膏。
In order to express her reverence and thankfulness to God.
她想借着这极贵的真正的香膏呢，来表达他们对神的感谢。
Now one of the Jesus disciples whose name is Judas.
其中耶稣的有一个门徒名字叫犹大。
And the Bible said he was a thief because sometimes he just put his hand into the pocket because he was a treasurer of the missionary group.
圣经说犹大是个贼，因为他有时候带着钱呢从其中取所存的。
And Judas protested saying that we have a lot of poor people outside. Why you spend all this money on Jesus?
当犹大看见玛利亚所做的，他就反对说。他说为什么要这样做呢？你不是有很多的穷人还等着可以用钱吗？
And Jesus said, the poor people will be around all the time, but I won't.
那耶稣回答说因为常有穷人与你们同在，
只
是你们不常有我。
And what Mary did is really prepare for my burial.
那其实玛利亚所做的是为我的死来预备。
Now from this story we learn number one, thanksgiving.
那我在这个故事我们学到第一个功课，我们就是要一个感恩的心。
When we receive grace from Jesus, our natural and reaction is to give thanks to God.
当我们从耶稣神那里领受到恩典的时候，那我们第一个的反应就应该是要表达我们的感激。
So if you think about this, we have many, many things to thank God.
所以如果我们有这样的想法的话，我们就知道有很多的事情我们都可以来表达我们对神的爱的感激。
First, the material blessing.
那第一就是神给我们所有的物质上的供应。
And then the people in our lives.
那第二个就是神在我们生命中安排的所有的人。
And even during the trial and persecution.
也包括我们在患难当中的时候。
And most important thing is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那当然最重要的就是耶稣基督给我们带来的救恩。
And then we thank God for giving us a church.
那我们当然我们也感谢神给了我们这样的教会。
Now another thing we learn is worship.
那另外一个我们学习到的是一个敬拜的功课。
Now the very act of Mary kneel down and kiss Jesus' feet and pour the perfume on his feet is really an expression of worship.
我们看到玛利亚当她跪下的时候，她亲吻耶稣的脚，而且把极贵的香膏倒在耶稣的脚上的时候，这代表的是一个美好的一个敬拜。
Her act representing the worship with all her heart, her soul, and her might.
这就是表达说要用心尽心尽力尽意的来敬拜赞美我们的神。
And Archbishop of Canterbury, William Temple, gave worship the following definition.
啊，那Canterbury 的大主教 William Temple 他给敬拜有这样的一个定义。
And I'm going to read it in its entirety, and then I come back and translate word by word.
Okay, 好，那我先用英文来读，然后接下来再让一恒来用中文来翻译。
It's the quickening of conscience by His Holiness, nourishment of mind by His truth.Purifying of the imagination by His beauty, opening of the heart to His love, and submission of will to His purpose. All this gathered up in adoration is the greatest of all expression of which we are capable.
好，那 William Temple 大主教他对敬拜有这样的定义，他说敬拜是用神的圣洁来服侍我们的良心，用神的真理来做我们思想的营养。用他的荣美来净化我们的想象，用他的爱来打开我们的心，也是用他的旨意成为我们顺服的目标，在敬爱和倾慕中把这一切集中起来，就是我们最伟大的表达的，这是我们可能的最伟大的表达。
So therefore, one's conscience responds to the holiness of God.
啊，所以我们看到我们每一位我们的良心要对神的圣洁有回应。
One's mind is nurtured and nourished.By the truth of God.
啊，那我们每一位的我们的思想都因为神的真理而得到培育和滋润。
One's imagination is enlarged and purified by the beauty of God.
我们每一位的想象也因为神的荣美而得到扩展和净化。
One's heart or impulses respond to the love of God.
啊，每一位的心和我们的意识的我们的念头也要为了神的爱来反。
One's will surrender to the purpose of God.
那每一位我们的旨意要屈服于神的目的。
So therefore you cannot worship without emotion.
啊，所以我们不可能我们在敬拜的时候是毫无这样情绪的来敬拜。
We cannot worship without reverence.
啊，我们也不可能是毫无感激的心的来敬拜。
We cannot worship without sacrifice.
啊，我们也不可能是完全没有一个牺牲的精神的
敬拜。And we cannot worship with the purity of heart.
啊，我们也更不可能是没有守洁心性的这样的来敬拜我们的神。
If Socrates said unexamined life is not worthy to living, then the Christian would say the examined life truly become worth living.
啊，我们看到苏格拉底有说过，浑浑噩噩的日子是不值得生活的。那我们想，我们对我们基督徒来说，啊，我们警醒，我们清洁、警醒的生活才是我们值得生活的。
The third lesson we learn is repentance.
啊，第三个我们学到的功课就是一个悔改的功课。
When we talk about repentance, it brings our mind to The great king of Israel, David.
啊，那我们讲到悔改的这个事情，我们就会想到以色列的大君王啊，大卫。
And David has a lot of good things that we should learn.
啊，我们从大卫的身上可以学到很多的功课。
And first of all, he was the Israel's greatest and most loved king.
啊，他第一，他是以色列里面最伟大的，也是最受人爱的君王。
And he killed Goliath. The story everybody knows.
啊，他也打败了巨人格利亚。这个大家都熟悉的故事。
And they brought the Ark of Covenant into the city of Jerusalem.
他也把约柜从带到了耶路撒冷。
And they organized the nation order of worship.
他也规范了整个以色列民他们的敬拜的赞美。
And they also expanded the kingdom on all sides.
他也扩展了，让以色列的国得到从四面的扩展。
But in the Bible, no one is perfect.
但是在圣经当中没有任何的人是的。
And naturally, David committed a very serious sin.
大卫他也犯了极重的罪。
He sinned with Bathsheba.
他和别示巴有这样的犯了奸淫。
And he also committed a premeditated first order murder.
他也犯了第一级谋杀罪。
This is a very serious criminal.
这是非常严重的罪。
But he thoroughly repent.
但是他完全真心的悔改。
With a contrite spirit.
他有跟神有这样的一个约的，好像一个跟神有约。
And therefore, Jehovah said, "He is after my heart."
所以耶和华说他在追求我的心，他有。
And David experienced a thorough forgiveness.
大卫他所追求的是一个完全的。这样的一个原谅。
As our golden verses of last month, it says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us."
就像我们上个月的要背诵的经文一样，东离西有多远，它也是我们的过犯，离我们有多远。
Now the question is, do we have a woman counterpart of David in the Bible?
那我们问题是在圣经当中有没有一个好像跟大卫对应的这样的一个妇女的人物呢？
You probably haven't thought of this question.
你也许也没有想过这个问题。
But my answer to this question is yes.
那我对这个问题的答案是是的。
It's recorded in Luke chapter 7 verse 37 to 50.
这个经文呢就记载在路加福音的第七章。
It says that one day Jesus was invited by a Pharisee whose name was Simon into his house.
那这故事就讲到说，有一天耶稣被一位法利赛人叫做西门的法利赛人邀请到了他的家。
And Jesus sat down, in fact, he was reclining on the table.
那这故事讲到说，耶稣就坐下，然后靠着桌子。
And all of a sudden there was an uninvited guest came in.
那这个时候就有一位好像是不速之客来到。
And she is the one who lived a sinful life.
她就是一位过着一个罪恶的生活的一个妇女。
And in her mind he questioned, will Jesus see me?
在她的心中她有这样的疑问，耶稣会见她吗？
But she didn't come with an empty hand.
但是她的到来她并不是好像空手而来。
She brought with her a jar of alabaster jar of perfume.
她带来是十满香膏的一个玉瓶。
And in a similar way, she knelt down, kissed Jesus' feet.
很类似的，她也跪下来，也亲吻耶稣的脚。
And then he broke the jar of the perfume and poured on Jesus' feet.
她就把这个玉瓶打碎，把香膏倒在耶稣的脚上。
And then he used his hair to wipe Jesus' feet.
然后她用她的头发来擦干耶稣的脚。
And then the host, the Pharisee, all of a sudden stood up.
那这个时候这个主人也就是这位法利赛人他站了起来。
And he didn't say anything, but in his thought, he said to himself that, would this prophet know who this woman was?
他这个法利赛人他就心里他没有说出来，他心里说这个人是先若是先知的话，他知道是谁在摸他吗？
Of course, Jesus will know.
当然耶稣知道。
And Jesus said to him, I will tell you a story.
耶稣对他说我可以告诉你一个故事。
And then he said there's a money lender who lend money to two persons.
他说有一个债主有两个人欠他的钱。
One, he lended to him 50 pieces of silver.
那其中一位欠他了有五十两的银子。
Another one just 5 pieces of silver.
那另外一位呢欠了他五两银子。
And then after a few days, these two men came and said, sorry, I'm not able to repay you.
那几天以后这两位欠债的就来到债主面前说对不起我没有办法来还你的债。
And then the creditor said to them,
那这位债主就对他们说
okay, I cancel your debt.
他说没关系我免了你们的债。
And then Jesus asked the Pharisee Simon the following question.
所以耶稣就问这个法利赛人西门说问了接下来这个问题。
Which one will love him more?
这两位人这两位借债的谁会爱这个债主爱得多呢？
And Simon said, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt cancelled.
那西门就回答说那我想是因为是那位被免债免得多的人他更爱耶稣。
And then Jesus rebuked Simon.
那耶稣就回答说
Can you imagine that? You are invited to someone's house and then you rebuke the host?
那你能够想到吗？那个耶稣有人请你到他家，然后你还反驳这个主人。
And Jesus asked him, "Did you wash my feet?"
他就说你有来洗我的脚吗
？Did you kiss me?
你有来亲吻我吗
？Did you pour oil onto my head?
你有在把油倒在我的脚上吗
？And but this woman, ever since you came into the house, continued to worship me and kiss me and wept.Before me,
这位女人当这位妇女，当我来到这个房，来到这你家的时候，她就是来敬拜我，她来亲吻我的脚，来洗我的脚。
And then Jesus said, "I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven."
那我告诉你，她的很多的罪都得赦免。
For she loved much, but he who has been forgiven little loved little.
因为她的爱多，那赦免少的，就她的爱就少。
And Jesus turned to the woman.
那耶稣就对。这位女人说
and said, your faith has saved you.
你的信心救了你。
go home in peace.
平平安安的回去吧。
And Jesus used words very carefully.
啊，我看到耶稣他是用词的时候用得非常的小心。
He said, "Your faith, not your act, save you."
他说是你的信心信救了你，他没有说你的行为救了你。
Now the lesson we learn is, the more we know about our own lostness and our hopelessness, the more we will appreciate God's grace.
啊，那我们学到的这样的功课就是，当我们越能够意识到自己的无助的时候。我们就可以更加的来爱我们的神。
Now we are living in this postmodern era where the society, people in the society always question, is sin real? Is evil real?
当我们活在这个后现代主义的时代里面，我们知道现在的人都很怀疑，罪是真实的吗？
And the TV star Oprah Winfrey described herself as a free-thinking Christian.
那我们知道这个电视的明星 Oprah Winfrey， 他把他自己称作是一个好像一个自由思考的基督徒。
He doesn't think so.
他认为罪不是严重的。
And he thought sin is not real.
他认为罪不是真实的。
And this is why she called herself free-thinking Christian, because she want to think whatever she want to think, not to think according to the Bible.
那我想可能这就是为什么他称他自己是一位自由思考的基督徒，因为他想按照自己的想法来自由的思考，而不是按照圣经的教导来思考。
And then a New Age teacher by the name of Eckhart Tolle.
也有一个新时代的这样的一个教师，他的名字。
He describes sin as a misunderstood concept and not the violation of God's moral law.
他认为这个所谓的罪，只是好像对神的一些误解的律法的一些误解，而并不是一个好像是真正的罪恶。
So in other words, for to him, sin means to miss the point of human existence.
那所以对他来说，这个罪的话，其实就只是一个忘记了人的一些应该有的一些东西。
In other words, to these two people, sin is not a moral issue.
所以对他们两人来说，其实罪并不是一个好像道德的层面的问题。
Now I mentioned these two names because they joined together form a book club to promote this New Age movement.
那我提这两个人的名字，因为他们两个人因为他们两个人在一起，他们形成了一个新的一个俱乐部，来提升他们的所谓的新世界的运动。
And they exert a great influence to the modern American society.
而且他们对我们现代的美国的社会有很大的影响。
But Jesus was very straightforward. He entered into the heart of the matter.
但是我们看到神耶稣却是非常直接的，他能够提到了罪。
And very simple, he called sin.Sin，
他有提到罪
就是罪，就是罪，
罪就是罪。
Yeah. Matthew chapter 15 verse 19 said it all.
在马太福音的第十五章十九节有这样说
：For out of the heart comes evil thoughts，
从心里发出的有恶念
，murder，
凶杀
，adultery，
奸淫
，sexual immorality，
苟合
，theft。
偷盗
，false testimony，
妄证
，slander，
谤读。
Now are all these not real？
难道这所有的这些都不是真实的吗
？So R.C. Sproul said， we are committing a cosmic treason。
这个时候我们看到这个 R.C. Sproul 有说到说，其实我们都在犯一个非常大的一个错，
宇宙性的叛国罪，
宇宙性的叛国罪。
Because we rebel against our Creator。
因为我们违背。我们背叛了我们的创造物。
So in short, the more we understand our lostness, and the more we understand our hopelessness, then we will appreciate God's love and come to the point have a genuine repentance.
所以当我们越多的能够明白自己的无助，明白自己的失败的时候，我们就可以更加的为神给我们的恩典来感激，能够我们就更加能够好的来敬拜赞美他。
In the 18th century, there was a very famous God servant by the name of John Wesley.
在18世纪有一个非常有名的神的仆人叫 John Wesley.
And according to his day's culture, he was denied to preach in the Church of England.
在那个时候看到他其实有在英格兰其实没有得到这样的允许可以在教会来证道。
At the encouragement of George Whitefield, and he went into a field preaching.
所以因为在George Winfield 的这个鼓励之下， 他就到了这个田野，到了 外面去布道。
So his audience are the most neglected class of England.
啊，所以他的听众的话，其实在都是社会的比较低层的人士。
He preached the gospel in the mountain, on the seashore, and in the side of the road.
啊，他在高山、在海边、也在路边来布道。
At one time, he had 30,000 audience.
啊，有一次他的听众有达到30,000人之多。
And before he died, he said, "The best of all is God is with us."
啊，那最好的就是神与我们同在。
And his famous saying is, "The world is my parish."
啊，那这个时候他有一个非常有名的一句话，就是世界是
他的教区，他的教区。OK, and these two sentences was engraved on the tombstone in the Westminster Abbey.
啊，那他的这个话呢，也在 Westminster 的这个刻在碑上。
Now, once we know this man, then we have to ask why he become so useful in the kingdom of God.
啊，当我们知道这John Wesley 的时候，我们很会好奇，他为什么会成为这样神如此重用的仆人。
His mother was by the name Susanna Wesley.
啊，他的母亲的名字叫 Susanna Wesley.
And she had 19 children. 19.
他有19位孩子。
And two of them become God's mightily used servant.
啊，其中有2位成为神所重用的仆人。
And John and Charles.
啊，一位是 John, 还有一个是 Charles.
One day, John was sitting on his mother's lap.
啊，有一天啊，约翰坐在他母亲的旁边。
And then he asked her mother a very critical question.
啊，他就问了他母亲一个很严肃的一个问题。
And he said, "Mom, what is sin?"
他就问了他的妈妈说，妈妈罪恶是什么呢？罪是什么？
And her mother said this way.
啊，他的妈妈这样回答他说，
"Son, whatever weakens your reasoning, impairs the tenderness of your conscience, obscures your sense of God, or take away your relish for spiritual things. In short, if anything increases the authority and power of the flesh over the spirit, then that to you becomes sin, however good it is in itself."
啊，他这样回答约翰说，John Wesley说，我儿，凡事减弱你的理性，损害你良心的柔软，使你对神的意识变暗，或拿走你对属灵事物的胃口。总而言之，如果任何东西会增加肉体的权威和能力过于圣灵的，那么这些东西不管他们有多好，对你而言都是罪。
Can any theologian give such a good definition of sin?
啊，我想有没有任何的一个神学家能够给罪有一个这么好的定义呢？
Now John Wesley preached 40,000 sermons in his lifetime.
啊，约翰威斯里在他的一生当中，他有做了40,000次的证道。
And he wrote thousands upon thousands of booklets or Bible, gospel tracts.
啊，他也写了成千上万的这样的小册子。
And he traveled 500,000 miles on the horseback.
啊，他也在马背上有步道行程有超过五十万。
So he was dubbed Sermon on the Mount.
啊，他也是成为在马背上的一个步道家。
When he was 80 years old, he preached 2 sermons a day.
啊，他在80岁的时候，他还每天步道2次。
And on one of his journal entry, he wrote.
啊，在他的一个日记当中，他有这样写道
：Laziness is slowly creeping in.
啊，他说懒散已经慢慢的进入了我的生活。
Actually, he referred to the fact that he got up at 5:30, so late.
其实他所说的无非是说他大概早上要到5:30才能起来。
And Wesley saved England from spiritual degeneration.
啊，那我们看到卫斯理把英格兰从这个属灵的这个败坏当中拯救出来。
And he was the founder of the Methodism.
啊，他也是寻道会的这个创始人。
Now this is very important. Important thing he said.
啊，这也是他所说的很重要的一句话。
I learned more about Christianity from my mother than from all the theologians in England.
他说我从我的母亲身上学到了更多，远远的超过从其他的一些不神学家的身上学到了更多关于我们基督的信仰。
I learned more about Christianity from my mother than from all the theologians in England.
啊，说我从我母亲身上学到了更多的关于我们的基督的信仰。
So we can use her example to encourage all the mothers that your role is very important.
所以我想用这样的一个例子来鼓励我们在座的所有的姐妹、母亲啊，你们的作用真是非常的大。
My mother passed away more than 10 years ago.
啊，我的母亲啊，过世已经有超过十年。
She was not a perfect mother, but she was a great mother.
啊，她不是一个完美的母亲，但是她是一个很伟大的母亲。
And there are a few things that I learned that I would like to pass on to my children and to my grandchildren.
从他的身上我学到了一些这样的功课，我也把这样的功课带给我的儿女，也带给我儿女的儿女。
The first thing is she repeatedly said this to me throughout my forming years.
他第一就是他在我在有生的时候，他跟我不停地说这样的话。
She said your knowledge is very important.
他说你头脑里的知识非常重要。
No one can take it away.
没有谁能够把你的知识拿掉。
Money is not important.
他说金钱不重要。
Money has wings that can fly away.
但是因为金钱有翅膀，它其实会飞走。
The second thing is faith in God is very important.
第二个事情他说的就是我们对神的信心非常的重要。
And I give you one little illustration now.
那我给你这样的一个这样的一个例子。
At one time, my number seven brother, had a big, financial trouble.
那有一阵子我的第七个弟弟遇到了一些财务上的
问题。Actually, what happened? He was deceived by his business partner.
其实事情是这样的，他被他的商业的伙伴所欺骗。
And to make the long story short, in the end, all he got is only a few chairs and tables from the office.
那么传话党说，到了最后，他到了一个地步，就是在他所拥有的就是几张椅子和一两张桌子。
And I have eight brothers and sisters total. Eight brothers and sisters in my family.
我们在我家里有八个弟兄姐妹。
And we have a very good relationship among ourselves.
我们弟兄姐妹之间有非常好的关系。
And then we call a meeting and talk about how we go to help my brother.
我们就开了一个会，我们来讨论我们怎么样来帮助我们的弟兄。
But my mother said to all of us.
但是我的母亲对我们说
No, you don't have to help him.
说你们不需要来帮助他。
This is a time for him to rely on God.
这是一个时候，应该是他来学习怎么样来依靠神的时候。
And then few years later, she recover and everything back to normal.
所以几年以后，她学着依靠神，能够完全都恢复了过来。
And on my mother's tombstone, it engraved few words.
在我母亲的墓碑上有这样的一些话。
The Lord is my shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
So every time we have a family reunion in Toronto, we always visit my father and mother's grave.
所以我每次我们在多伦多有聚会，家庭有聚会的时候，我们都去墓地去看望我的父亲母亲。
Now in the same way, I challenge all the mothers here.
所以同样的道理，我在这里我也为向所有的母亲来挑战。
You think about your own mother, whether anything you can learn from her, and then pass down to your next generations.
你可以想一想，在你们自己母亲的身上，你们有没有学到什么样的功课，可以把这样的功课又带给你们的下一代。
And my mother always told me that you never ignore old people saying.
我的母亲总是告诉我，不听老人言，吃亏在眼前。
Because even though what they say is very simple, very banal, but there's a lot of experience and behind what he said.
因为尽管老人说的话可能好像是很基本的道理，但在基本的道理里面有很多他们的经验都蕴藏在当其中。
I myself have two good friends. One is 92, one is 96.
我有两个好朋友，其中一位是92岁，一位是96岁。
I regularly visit them and I find out I really learn things from them, even though they do not know.
我经常的去探望他们，那我发现我每次跟他们探望他们的时候，我都能够从他们的身上学到很多的功课，这个他们自己可能也许并不清楚。
So I hope all the mothers have faith and also execute your responsibility as God's kingdom's messenger to your children.
所以我们在这里挑战我们所有的母亲你们都有这样的一个来执行神给了你把福音传给你下一代的这样的一个责任。
Let us bow and pray.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us, each one of us, a mother.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，感谢你给了我们每一位，有我们自己在地上的母亲。
through our mom, she reflect the love and mercy and kindness of our Heavenly Father.
从我们母亲身上，我们可以看到我们在天上的父，你的爱，你的温柔。
In fact, Jesus, you have said to the people in Jerusalem that you are just like a hand that protect the chicks.
就是借着耶稣，你也告诉我们说，你好像就像那个母鸡来保护你的小鸡一样。
May today's scriptural teaching inscribe in our heart.
愿我们今天我们所传递的信息在我们的心中能深深的扎根。
In order to glorify your name.
来让你的名得到荣耀。
And make the house of Christ's love a family-based church.
让主爱之家成为一个家庭为基础的教会。
And we pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.